Well, the question of Malvinas, in fact, has been going on for, as you know, for 180 years since the Britain occupied the islands by force, take them from Argentina. That was at the time already an independent nation. We inherited the islands from Spain, and we had a presence there and since independence until 1833, when we were just ousted, the population of Argentina in the islands and the garrison, a small garrison that was there, was ousted by force, and Argentines were never allowed to return to the islands, nor to emigrate afterwards. And the Britain started in bringing colonies, people from Britain to the islands since the 1850s. And essentially, the question is that this is not a matter to be resolved by the application of self-determination in this particular case. Of this, the United Nations has said clearly on many occasions in the General Assembly and the Committee on Decolonization and all the bodies of the Americans, the Organization of American States, UNASUR, MERCOSUR, and you name it, many fora in the world have said that this is a thing that has to be solved by negotiations between the two parties, because it is a territorial dispute, essentially. So the referendum, so-called referendum, will not change anything, because it is the British population of the islands deciding that they want to remain British. Well, that was a foregone conclusion.
So how would Argentina like to sit down with Britain? Is there something?
Oh, anytime they want. I mean, we hadn't, before the conflict of 1982, which was unfortunate because it was done by the military dictatorship of the time in Argentina, and before that, Britain and Argentina had been negotiating for a while, inconclusively, because there were no negotiations conducted really on good faith on the part of Britain to actually move forward, with a clear objective and timetables and everything else. But the thing that is curious is that Britain had no problem in negotiating with a military dictatorship in Argentina, and they have never sought to negotiate with the democratic government since 1983. That's terrible. And one of the things that people have to understand also is that Britain is a permanent member of the Security Council, and as such, they have a special responsibility on the maintenance of international peace and security, and certainly on the peaceful resolution of disputes. And this is a territorial dispute, accepted by such as by the UN. The UN has recommended to both parties that this has to be settled through negotiations for years. We're talking decades already. And for a permanent member of the Security Council to keep on acting unilaterally and not negotiating is not the right thing to do.
So how many, just as an estimate of your own, how much do the Argentinian people care about the future of Las Malvinas or the Falklands?
Oh, a lot. It is sort of a national cause, So it's not, and it's one of the, I wouldn't say even bipartisan, because in Argentina we have several political parties. This is probably one of the things that galvanizes the whole of Argentina. And there's one thing that sometimes in Australia some people don't know, that Argentina has the international community globally through the UN and through many international fora, as I said, they call on the parties to negotiate. They don't. Many countries do not take parties, saying, "Well, this is Argentina's right or Britain is right." But what all of them say is, the parties have to negotiate this. It has to be settled peacefully through negotiation. That's the way forward. But in Latin America, the whole of the Americans, they support Argentine sovereignty over the islands. Instead, Britain cannot claim one single country that says the islands belong to the sovereignty of Britain, not one. And that's something that it has to do, obviously, with certain facts. I mean, the fact is that Argentina, the islands were first settled by the French. The French transferred their settlement the following year to Spain. We're talking here the 18th century. And because Spain was the power of the European power that had the control over this part of the Americas. And when we became independent, we received the islands from them. We had the garrison in what is called Port Stanley, as the Brits call what we call Puerto Argentino. They'd never been there. That was a French settlement that then was Spanish and then Argentine until they took it by force in 1833. And those are historical facts. So the dispute that some people people don't have to know exactly the history of the islands, of course, but some people have this idea that everything has started in the conflict in 1982, and that's by 1982 the problem had already 150 years going on.
There's oil off the coast of the Las Malvinas or the Falkland Islands. How important is this to the Argentinian cause?
Not really important. And I would say that, of course, it is important in the sense that it cannot be exploited unilaterally. Because, you know, it is against international law that when you have an international territorial dispute, one of the parties will conduct exploitations unilaterally. And you have some examples here in the region, in the Asia-Pacific region, that all the time, when you have some of these disputes, maritime disputes, there is everyone calling, well, please don't act unilaterally, which is the reasonable thing to do. And that should apply, of course, also in the South Atlantic. For us, the question of Malvinas having oil, well, of course, it's another element, but it's not a deciding factor at all. I mean, we've been claiming the islands way before anybody knew that oil existed, let alone there. So that's not a main consideration. Of course, it might turn out to be an important way to develop the island, there's no question, be us or in a joint process or whatever. We actually had with Britain agreed a system of joint exploration and exploitation in the 1990s, but then they decided to keep on doing their unilateral licenses and everything, so they just sort of voided this principle of agreement that could have led to something more meaningful and a solution for the problems for the dispute, but they again chose to go on their own. I always say that the islands are located at 400 kilometers from Argentina and 13,000 from Britain. So unless the tectonic plates start moving faster, the islands will always be close to Argentina. So I think that we have to find a peaceful solution, one that is satisfactory, not the wishes of the inhabitants of the islands, because this is a territorial dispute and not a matter just to be decided by whoever happens to be in a particular moment in the islands. But certainly we are going to take the interest of the islanders into account if at one point they become again part of Argentina. We have tens of thousands of British citizens living in Argentina, dual nationals and all that, and they live perfectly normal life and have been done so for 200 years. So it is an unfortunate thing, but I think the referendum, going back to your original question, it doesn't change anything. It's just one more unilateral act from Britain. In fact, it hasn't been accepted by anybody in the international community.
If the islands do become Argentine, hypothetically, what would the Argentinian government's policy be toward the current British residents of Las Malvinas or the Falklands?
Well, they can be whatever they want. I mean, they're the same as the British residents in Argentina. I mean, we have many of them. The ones that were... we are like in your case in Australia. If you're born in Argentina, you are Argentine. So, but you can keep dual nationality, or some guys have three nationalities. But the guys that were born in Britain and they came to Argentina and they reside in Argentina, they reside there for long, long periods of time, of course, you can become an Argentine national if you want and keep your own British nationality as well. Or you cannot. I mean, you can be always a foreign resident and a permanent resident, but with a foreign passport, and nothing changes. In that sense, Argentina is very similar to Australia. We're a country of immigration, so we receive people from all over the world. So we are pretty used, both you and us. We're pretty used to have people coming from abroad. I mean, probably you are a descendant of Italian testas, no?
Correct, yes.
Well, we have quite a few testers in Argentina as well. So it doesn't mean that you can keep your own customs and your own traditions and everything, and at the same time, if you wish, you become also Argentine, and if you don't wish, you keep on being Italian, French, Arab, or Brit, or whatever, and living in Argentina a normal life. That's the way it is. So that's the idea that they will be under any sort of threat is just ludicrous.
Lastly, I just want to ask you about the three people who voted no on the Falklands referendum. Is there any talk in Argentina about these people, or who they might be, or why they voted no?
Well, Well, I think, well, we think they voted no because they are intelligent people. That's a bit my view. But, you know, one thing that has happened in the past in the islands, and I hope it's not happened this time, because in Argentina, the islands, it's a very small community. And the people that in the past have manifested any sort of a links with Argentina, the desire to establish things, they have been very ill-treated by their own community. They are considered sort of traitors. And that's I hope, is not going to happen, because that would be very unfortunate, because at the end of the day, even if it is a unilateral act by the islanders, they have no legal standing internationally, but at least they should respect the will of those three who decided that that's not the way to go, which I think they are right, and the majority in this case is wrong. You know, that one thing that also some people don't know, self-determination is a right that has to be exercised by original populations in colonial territories. And in this case, there is a colonial situation because the islands have been taken from Argentina and colonized by Britain. But there is no a colonial subjugated people. I mean, the people that are in the islands, the ones that were voted in this referendum yesterday, are people that have been planted by the colonial power there. And they are all descendants or whatever of the colonial settlers from the colony. And some of them, most of them, in fact, like I was reading yesterday, 60%, they have been in the islands for about only 10, 15 years. And they are really British nationals, and the British nationals are deciding the fate of a territory occupied by Britain as a colony. Well, what is the way they are going to decide? It's not that they were islanders in the sense that they were there in the islands before the British came. There's no such population in Malvinas. That's the one thing that has to be understood.